Kmart development.
No, he's killing.
No, he's not. He's working on a job site.
On a job site? Okay. Do you know when's a better time to get a hold of him, or is he kind of just...
He works on job sites every day.
Every day, okay. In that case, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff. Does he have someone else that helps him out with financing over there in the shop, or...?
Actually, there is somebody at... this is Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah.
Okay, I had talked with someone over there before.
Okay, yeah, that's why I was giving you a call here.
Danny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, are you guys still in the market for looking for maybe some capital here at the end of the year?
Actually, what we were doing was we were talking about buying a piece of equipment, and that's what I had been talking with Danny, but we haven't found it, so...
Okay, did you guys...
haven't found what we need yet.
Haven't found what you need yet, okay.
Yep.
What kind of equipment was it?
A loader, and, you know, we're looking at used ones.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he told you we do that. We do finance used ones. Did you guys already get a head start on the application process to get you a
permit? We haven't found one to even get started yet.
Oh, no. Well, of course, I know that. But the cool thing about us over here, we can actually get you started just off an idea that you are looking for the loader. If you give us, like, say you're looking to spend $30,000, $40,000 on a used one or so, we can get you that pre-approval and actually get you started on the whole process. That way you know how much you can spend and actually get financed with us over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready to pull a trigger, you already have 90% of the process already finished, and you just got to send us the quote. And after that, we send the money over to whoever you're buying it from. So it's much simpler that way to be able to get all the paperwork in, be able to know that you are for sure pre-approved for the amount that you're kind of... I'm sure you guys have a ballpark range, right, that you're looking for?
Yeah, actually, they... Any a used one will go anywhere from about $70,000 to, you know, $100,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're not inexpensive.
Oh, no, yeah, it seems so I can only imagine what a new one's costing there. So
anywhere from $161 to $180. We've had quotes on new ones, which we're not doing.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's seems like you can save, you know, half of it, half the price there if you come across a good deal.
Yeah.
On those used ones, how many hours are on the ones you typically check out?
Wrong person.
Oh, okay. That's a more Ken's deal there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I actually don't have your email address down here. What's a good one for you?
nanken68@msn.com.
msn.com. Okay.
Right.
And I know you guys are just looking around, haven't found one yet. Do you have, like, a deadline for when you need it by, like, end of the year? Or?
Not really. We're renting right now, but you know, if we find one and the deal is good, you know, that's what we're looking at. I mean, we had gone and looked at one about 2 months ago that was supposed to be a real good deal, and then when we got there, you know, it was supposed to be perfect condition and everything, and apparently it wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Wasn't what it was supposed to, yeah, man, it's a bummer when that happens.
Yeah.
I've had that experience a few times myself, and you get your hopes up all excited, like, man, such a great deal, get there, and it's like, it's not the best deal anymore.
No. It had hydraulic leaks, and, you know, it was supposed to be perfect condition and everything, and there were definite hydraulic leaks, and you could see where it was leaking from and all, and the windshield was broken, was supposed to be not, but...
Yeah, that's...
He says, oh, that must have just happened in the past 2 days. Well,
I'm sure, yeah. What are the chances there?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, well, so I was actually just working with a guy a couple days back, and he was looking to bring on a couple new service trucks, and he was going used as well, and he actually had a couple sold out from underneath him. He was telling them he was pretty busy, so the two he was looking at ended up getting sold. So what we were able to do for him is we told him the amount that we had him pre-approved for. That way he actually just found his second truck yesterday, and he gave us a call, sent us the links so we could look at them, and he actually just got his trucks in today. So it's a real simple process, and that way you're kind of you know, you don't, if you come across a deal that you know know, is a pretty good one. Normally, yeah, they go pretty quick. So that's why I was just trying to give you that idea here to be able to get a head start on that and good jump that way. If you do come across something, all you got to do is give Kyle a call real quick and say, hey, we found the loader we're looking for. And, you know, it'll probably take us about 12, 24 hours anywhere in between there, and we can actually get that set up and in your guys' shop there making you money. If you don't mind me asking, how much is it costing you right now to rent one?
Somewhere around $4,000 a month. It all depends upon the size, because we've had, you know, two different, they all go by bucket size.
Okay.
Some have a 2-yard bucket, some have a 3-yard, some are 2.5, and then there's some big ones that's a 4-yard, which is too big for us.
Okay.
We've used it one time, but that's it.
Okay, so you guys are probably looking around like a 2 or 3 one then when you
a
guys
are 2.5 to 3 yard, yeah.
2.5 to 3, okay. And have you got? Do you guys have any like that you're eyeballing right now or?
No.
No, none at all. Okay.
No.
Alrighty. If you don't mind me asking, how do you guys rate your credit over there?
It's getting better than it was about 3 years ago. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's, improvement's always the best way to go. I'm sure everybody took a hard hit, you know, a few years back when everything happened.
It doesn't go away overnight. It takes years to repay.
Exactly. It's a process. Yeah. But the cool thing, though, is, now when you do take on new, equipment and stuff like that, it does help to, you know, revamp it and actually help it much more once you actually have it all paid off and all. So that's a nice that you're able to kind of cancel each other out sometimes. But I'll tell you what we can do is I'll shoot over that email to you right now, and we'll have the equipment application we have here. It's only like half a page long, not very long at all. And then other than that, we would just need 6 months of your most recent bank statements and your most recent tax return. So did you have one for 2015?
Yeah, actually I just picked it up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, awesome.
They had to be submitted by the 15th.
Yep. All righty. Well, yeah, I'll shoot that stuff over to you. And, like I said, if we get the ball rolling on it, much simpler process that way.
Just don't expect anything back this week, because this week I am swamped.
Okay, no worries. I will get in touch with you just tomorrow to make sure you did receive my email. And then after that, I'll give you a call next week or sometime.
All righty then. Thank you.
Yep, you have a good one.